Hello, friend, and welcome to the audio video version of the Advice Column newsletter. If you prefer to read emails, you can go to subscribe to this at advicecolumn.com/subscribe. advicecolumn.com/subscribe. And then when you get this in your inbox, there'll also be a link to the audio video version. But if you're like me, it's easier to listen or to watch than to read yet another thing in your inbox. So I'm glad you're here on this version. Today, I wanted to share a story about this frog who dreamed of becoming a prince. You know the story I'm talking about. He'd imagine that kiss, the transformation, the people he'd reign over when he had legs, and the glory he'd enjoy. He'd imagine going from the mud to the castle. One day, a princess finally laid one on him, and bingo, he got his wish. In this swirl of sparkling dust, he transformed into this regal human housed in the royal palace. But there was a problem. That frog ended up hating his new life. The palace air was dry compared to his cool pond. The royal robes were itchy. The crown was cumbersome. It hurt his neck. And the job was boring. Worse yet, the princess was kind of a pill. All day long, that poor frog just longed to be back playing and romping and just relishing his mud puddle. This twist on the ending to that would-be happily ever after fairy tale was the gist of a really amusing poem I read once in school, and I think it was back in high school. And I've searched high and low for it to try to find who wrote it and can I find that original poem, but I can't find it. But I thought it was such an interesting perspective to take that other approach to a would-be fairy tale about how great the grass is on the other side. I know you probably believe that or know to be true that the grass is always greener, but doesn't the frog story really vividly bring it to life? Okay, today I'm reminded about the gloriousness of my own muddy pond. I hope you're loving yours as well. What is your favorite thing about your current circumstance? If you'd be willing to reply and share, I'd love to hear from you. I'm at lisa@advicecolumn.com. And mostly, I just wanted to take a moment to remind us to appreciate what we've got. So ribbit. If you know anyone who might like this newsletter, let them know about it. And thanks for sharing the journey with me. Bye.